Okay, today's daf is daf chaf gimel. So we got to the last three lines of chaf beis and beis. The Gemara says, "Tanur abanan shnayim omrim niskadsha, shnayim omrim lo niskadsha." Two people say that she was already married, and two people say she was never married. Hareiz zulos tenase, she can't get married because there's a chashash that she already is married. Vim nisays, if she does get married, lo says that she's not forced to get divorced. However, if shnayim omim nisgarsha, if shnayim omim lo nisgarsha, there's a debate whether she was divorced or not. Hareza lo tuna zu lo tuna say she can't get married. If she does get married, in this instance, it would actually be tated. We'd force her to get divorced. So Gemara, of course, wants to know what's the difference between the reisha and the seifa. Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Again, the reisha says that if two the contradictory eidim say she was married, then b'diavad she can stay married. If two eidim who are contradicting each other say that she was divorced, she may not remain married. So what's the difference? The Gemara here has two explanations. First, we have Amar Abaye. Amar Abaye, Targuma be'edecha, like we saw in yesterday's daf, it's not referring to Shnaim, it really means Eidechad, and that makes everything different. Meaning what? Eidechad Omer Niskadsha, ve'edechad Omer Lo Niskadsha, Tervayu be'pnuya kimesadi. They're both saying that she was single. Behind the kamar, Niskadsha havelechad ve'ein dvarv she'echad be'makum Shnaim. So when they both say that one says she got married, one says she didn't get married, they both agree that previous to this, she was single. So now two people are in essence testifying she's single, and one says, oh, but now she got married, that's one against two. We don't trust the one against two. That's why b'di'eved, if she gets married to this other man, she may remain married. The seif, however, were eid echad omer nisgarsha. The eid echad omer lo nisgarsha. In this instance, both them, tervayu, both eidim, are testifying that she's eishizish, that she was married, kamasadi. And now only one of them is saying she's currently divorced. And that's how Abai explains the Brisa above. Comes along with Ashi. Ashi Amar li olam treu tre. Really, it is where the Gemara, the Brisa says, we take it at face value that there are two eidim that say either way. Ve'epuch, and switch everything around. In other words, shnayim omim ra'inuhu shiniskadshu, niskadshu. Two say we saw her get married. Ve'shnayim omim lo ra'inuhu shiniskadshu. Two say we did not see her get married. Hare zu lo tinase, she can't get married because two say that she already is married. Vim nises, and if she does get married, tete. We're switching around the brisa, we would say in this instance, actually, she would get divorced. Whereas the pshita, of course, because when someone says we didn't see, lo ra'inuhu ain't a raya. Just because you didn't see something, that's not a raya. Seeing something's a raya, not seeing something, I wasn't there, the chasna. That's not proof that I didn't witness this. So that, Mara says, it's obvious. Of course, we ignore the eidim who say we didn't see her get married. Where it says it's not so obvious, lo tzricha, didairu b'chatzer echa, they live in the same courtyard. And typically you know who your neighbors are and what your neighbors are doing. And if someone would get married, one of your neighbors would get married, you would hear about this. So the fact that we didn't see it and we didn't hear about it must be that it's not true. That's the havim, you know? The Gemara answers, however, nonetheless, that mal de sema, im isa de niskadsha kala isle lemilsa, had she gotten married, we would have heard about it, we live in the same courtyard. Kamash Malan, the of the inshi de mikadshi bitzina. People do get married privately, secretly, and you may not have heard of it. So just because you didn't see it doesn't mean it didn't happen. And therefore, we ignore the shnu edim who say it didn't happen. And we trust those who say she is niskacha. And that's why if she does get married to somebody else, she must be teitze. The seifa, on the other hand, is shnaim omim ra'inuha shinizgarsha. Two say we saw the divorce. Vishnaim omim lo ra'inuha. We did not say shinizgarsha. Harezu lo tinase, she can't get married. Im nisis, if she does get married, however, lo tase, she doesn't get have to get divorced from the second husband. My kamash ma'mutsa chedishir, that af agav, the dairi b'chatzir echad, even though they live in the same courtyard, so nonetheless, we would have thought she would have heard about it, and they didn't hear about it. Maybe we should trust Adam that says she wasn't divorced. So kamash ma'm, people get divorced, but sinna. So hainu hach, that's the previous case, the same exact thing, that lo re'inu raya, and the case of living in the same chatzir, you should have heard about it. The same example as a Kedushin one's Gerushin, but the same underlying principle. So why teach both cases, even though the details might be different, but the principles are the same. So Gemara says, Mao the same. What would I have thought? Maybe there's a distinction between Kedushin and Gerushin. I would have thought Mao the same. Gavi Kedushin, who da'avida inshidim kadshe bitzina. People do get married bitzina. That is a likely circumstance. However, aval gabe Gerushin, im isa de'garsha kala islay lemosa. But Gerushin, people make a big deal. Everyone talks about those who get divorced. That becomes a big topic. And therefore, you can't claim. If lo ra'inu would be actually a good rye if you didn't hear about it. Kamashla, nonetheless, no. David the Inshid, the Makache, the Makashi, Bitina. People both get married, Bitina, and also get divorced, Bitina. Those are the two explanations, both Abaye and Ravashi, how to explain the previous brisa on the bottom of Chav Beis Mabez. So now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. Mishnah, yesterday's daf, We had two statements of Apesha Asa Hu Apesha Hitter. We had one statement referring to a woman saying that she was married, Eish Ishani, however, Grushani, and we trusted her. And then we had the other statement that she said, Nishpesi V'Torah, I was held captive, I'm Tower, we trust her as well. If, however, there are Edim in either of the cases, that she was either an Eish Ish or Shvuya, we wouldn't trust her statement that she was either Nisgarshti, Grushani, or Torah. And in the end of the mission, we had this line, Imishinises, if when she got married, Bo Edom, then Edom come afterwards, then Harei Zulotaita, she doesn't have to get divorced if Edom only come after she already made her testimony. So Gemara wants to know, that last statement is going on the Reisha or the Sefer? The Reisha, which says the case of Eish Ishani, Grushani, or the case of Nishbeis V'Torahani. So Gemara says, Rabbi Oshaya Masi La Reisha, that goes on the Reisha, the case of Eish Ish, Grushani, and Rabbi Bar Avin Masi La Asefa, on the case of Nishbeis V'Torahani. Man the Masi La Reish, the one who says that if the Edom come after she made her statement, we let her stay married. If you say this refers to the Reisha, then certainly Kol Shekein Asefa, because the Beshvuya Hekil were in general more makeup by Shvuya. So if we trust her, the Edom come after a statement, we ignore the Edom. If that works by the Eish Ish, certainly it works by the Shvuya case. The man, the Masi La Asefa, the one who teaches the statement, the Heter, of remaining married only on the Shvuya case, but maybe of our Reisha lo, but by the Reisha, by the case of Eish Ish, but Grushani, there we wouldn't necessarily trust. If the Edom come afterwards, we would trust the Edom over her. So Gemara says, Lema, let's suggest that this machlokas, whether we apply the din of Edom who come afterwards, we still let her stay married or not, we make her get divorced, that perhaps depends on Bidi Rav Hamnuna Kimiflagi. Who's Rav Hamnuna? So Rashi tells Rav Hamnuna is the one who says that a woman who says that she's the Baila Girishani Net Menes, if a woman says she's divorced, we trust her. A person's not meiz to say she's divorced if she's not actually divorced, so we trust her. So one who says that we trust a Pesha, also a Pesha Itter, that Gushani, that's because she holds they hold the Rav Hamnuna, that a woman who says she's divorced, she wouldn't say unless it's true. And the Sefer who says, no, it only applies to Shvuya, but not to the case of Grusha, it says that we don't hold the Rav Hamnuna. Women are mayors. They would lie if they were to say that they're divorced. So Gemara again says, Lema mid Rav Hamnuna kemiflagi, deman demasi la resha, who say applies to even the case of the Grusha, ishe the Rav Hamnuna, they rely on him, that the woman who says Grusha needs to trust it. Uman demasi la Sefer, the one who teaches this din only by the Sefer, by Shvuya, but by the case of a Grusha, we wouldn't trust her, less say the Rav Hamnuna does not hold the Rav Hamnuna. That's the initial suggestion. The Gemara says, not true. Lo. The Chuli Alma ishe the Rav Hamnuna. Everyone agrees that if a woman says Grushani, we trust her. But what's the machlokes? V'hacha b'hacha miflagi, demar savar, that's only in the face, if the husband is present, she'll only say grushani in his face if she's really telling the truth. She wouldn't be meyaz in his face. But would she say the same thing when he's not around? Does she have such a oza? So that's the machlokes, the Gemara says. Demar savar ki itmar de Rav Hamnuna, when Rav Hamnuna says we trust to say grushani, it's only befanav, only in his face. Aval shelo befanav me'iza, she's willing to lie if he's not around, so we can't trust her statement in a vacuum. That's why we wouldn't allow her statement to be true in the ratio. But Mar Savar, the other opinion, felt that shelo befanav nami ena me'iz, a woman wouldn't say that she's divorced if it weren't true, even if the husband isn't present. According to that, we would trust her first statement of the Grusha, and even if the Edom come after that say she was her Eish Ish, we still trust her statement that was said before the Edom came, and she can stay married. Now the Gemara says, even Mishanisei's bo Edom, if when she got married, the Edom came, that the Misha we just said, she lo teta, she doesn't have to get divorced. So Amar Avu the Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Avu the Shmuel, said the following Chiddush. Lo Nisei's mamish. When it says if she got married, she gets married, that means she mamish got married and then Edom came. What it means is Ella Kaven she tirua linase. Once she said the statement that Eish Ish Begrushani, Bezdin acknowledged her and gave her a heter to get married, she tirua linase, then Afa Pisha Lonisis, even though Lamaisha she did not get married just yet, if Edom come afterwards, we don't let her, she's allowed to go ahead and get married. The heter still exists. It's not about getting married, it's the heter, the license, the permission to get married. But the Gemara says, "V'ha lo tete katani." It says in the Mishnah, we don't make them get divorced, implying that they're already married. Where it says, "No lo tete mehetera rishon." We don't remove her from the heter of getting married. But once the heter of getting married is already filed away, the heter exists even if Edom come afterwards. So the Gemara says, "Tani rabbanan amri amr shenei space with a tahora ani." She said she was held captive, but she remained tahor. V'yeshli Edom. I have Edom to prove she tahora ani. Ain't omrim namtin ad sheyavo Edom. We don't say wait till Edom come. The fact that she says Torah, she doesn't need the Edom. That itself was sufficient. Ah, she said Edom anyways, if we don't make the Edom come. Elamatir no so miyad. We permit her to get married immediately. Let's say hitiru. In this case, hitiru linase. We say, okay, you have a license to get married. The harkach bo edim, and then edim come afterwards that she said Reuven and Shimon knew that I was tahora. And then you ask the edim v'amru lo yadanu. They say we have no idea what she's talking about. We don't know if she was tahora or not. So harezu lo taitese. There we don't make her get divorced, even though turns out the edim came and didn't know the reality. But it wasn't saying that she was tamea. They just says we don't know. So in that case, we let her stay married. However, if in bo ede tamea, if edim came that say we saw that she was tamea, then afilu yeshlo kama banim, even if she has a number of children from this kohen who she's not really supposed to get married because now she's viewed as a zona, then taita she would have to get divorced after the fact. So now the Gemara tells us an interesting ma'isa. Hani shuyasa the asin l'naharda. There were a number of women, some of shuim, who made their way over to Naharda. They escaped, or maybe they wanted to be sold. The captors wanted to ransom them. Osef avu de Shmuel, so the netur behadayu. So they came to Naharda. Avu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, had the mashomer watch over them to make sure no one was mizana with them. So Amar le Shmuel, Shmuel, the son says to his own father, Viad ha'inna man in the trinu. Beforehand, who was protecting them? When they handed the shvuyim, no one was protecting them. How come suddenly now you're giving them a shomer to make sure they're staying safe? Amar le, so the father says to his son Shmuel, Ilu banta chavyana, if your daughters were held captive, mi havisa mezalza bekuli hai, would you be so disgraceful? Wouldn't you want your own daughters to be protected as well? They need protection. They're very vulnerable at this point. So what happened was, have kishkaga shiotz milfei hashalit. When he said, when Abu Shmuel said, if your daughters were to become captives, so then what happened next was that came out to before the king, if you will, and that turned into a reality. Unfortunately, v'shabin bante de Mar Shmuel, the daughters of Mar Shmuel were held captive. V'asikne la'ar d'Israel, and then they were afterwards taken to Eretz Yisrael. And okmin l'shvunayu me'abrai, and they were standing. The captors placed them outside. V'ayla bei Midrasha, and the girls, the daughters, came to the base medrash to Rabbi Chanina. And ha'amra nishpeis v'taharani. V'ha'amra nishpeis v'taharani. Each one said independently, I was held captive and I was tahor. Before any edim could testify that they were, but they were relying on a pesha asar, who a pesha hitter, so that allowed them to remain tahor because they made this statement. Sharinu, the bezdin of Rabbi Chanina, permitted them to get married. Sof al asa shru'ainu. And then in the end of the day, the shvuim came. And Amr Rabbi Chanina, said that Banan de Morion, the children of Mori the Rabbi, Inun, Iglai Mil, they must be a daughter, children of a very chashiv Rav, because they knew to say a Peshahitta, Asash a Peshahitta. In other words, they protected themselves. Because had Adam come first and said that you were held captive, and then they said, but we were Tahora, we wouldn't trust them. They knew to preempt the Edus and said, we were held captive, yet we were Tahor, so they must be very learned daughters. Who are they the daughters of? Iglai Milsa, the Bonte de Mar Shmuel, and it turns out that they were daughters of the very Chashiv Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Amr Le Rabbi Chanina, the Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Pok Itbal Bekrovasech, go have them married one of your relatives. Since they remain Tahora, let them marry one of your relatives. So Amr Le Rabbi Chanina, V'ha'ika Edim B'Bedis Hayam, but aren't there Edim somewhere in the world that saw that they were held captive? So we don't have to rely on their testimony. We have Edim, and therefore we shouldn't trust them, and they should become Tumeya. Gemara responds back, Hashem Yas Lesnau Kama. Now, right now, they're not in front of us. We even though they might exist, until they give Edis, we don't know that they're Edim. Betzada Lesnau Kama. Edim Betzada Istin B'Te'aser, because you have some Edim up north in Bavel somewhere, that's going to make these girls Aser? Certainly not. We need Edim in the presence. So Gemara says, Taim Medilo Asu Edim, only because Edim aren't here. But ha also Edim mitasa. It sounds like, however, if Edim were to show up, even after the daughters had given their own personal account, we would trust the Edim and we would ask them to get married. But didn't we just say above, Ha'amar Avu the Shmuel came in Shehitiru Linasai? Once the permission to get married is there, Afa Pishalo Nusis, even though they didn't get married, the Edim cannot undo the Heter. Gemara says, you're right. When we send there are no Edim, that means Amar Vashi Edei Tuma Itmar. But Edim that they were held captive, that's not going to undermine the initial license. There's a fascinating Rashbam. The Rashbam in Bava Basra says that the individual, this Amora found in the Gemara, his name is Rav Meri Bar Rachel. Why is he called Rav Meri Bar Rachel, the name of his mother? So he explains, because Rachel was one of the daughters of Shmuel, and she was held captive, and one of the Goyim, the name was Isser, was Baale. He ended up becoming a Ger after the fact. He became an Isser, that Giora, but during that Shvuya, he was Baale. And this was a product of Rav Meir, a product of that relationship. But since his father wasn't Jewish at the time, his mother was, he's called Mari Bar Rachel. That's what he says. Tosfos says, what do you mean? The Gemara here clearly says that the Bnei Shmuel remained Tahor. No one was Baalah. So he says that that's not the correct reason. The reason why Rav Meir is called Bar Rachel is because he wanted to be Meyachas himself to Shmuel. His father was Jewish, but Yichus to Shmuel. So my mother was Rachel, the daughter of Shmuel. He just wanted to draw back Yichus to Shmuel, but nothing ever happened. Now Tosfos writes in Shabbos, no, they're both true. What happened, he writes to the end Shabbat, he says that now Shmuel had a number of daughters. Some daughters were Tahor, some were Temeah. So this Gemara is referring to the daughters who remained Tahor, but there was a daughter, at least one, Rachel, who was Temeah, and that's what the Rashbam is referring to in the Gemara in Baba Basra. Gemara now says in Achav Gimel and Beis, the new Mishnah begins as follows. The Mishnah says, Shtei Nashim Shenishbu, this is a bit, not hard, but just you have to walk through this slowly, it's a bit of a cheshbon. Shtei Nashim Shenishbu, Zos Omeris Nishbesi V'Tahorani, V'Zos Omeris, this one says Nishbesi V'Tahorani. Each one say that they were held captive and they are remain Tahora. Eino Nemes, they're not trusted. They're not trusted in doing so. The Gemara says, because Sheesh A Rashi says Sheesh Edom Shinishbu. This is a case where they're Edom. And the Gemara is going to explain all this, whether they're Edom or not Edom. And Bisman Shein Me'idus Zuadzu Hare Eilu Nemes. When they testify about each other, then they actually are believed. Why so? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Hare Eilu Nemanos. The Bishvuya Hekilu Laha Min Eidecha Vafil Isha. When it comes to Shvuya, just like we spoke in general, there's an Eidecha that we trust by a mace. Eidecha is trusted in a few areas in the Torah. Eidecha is trusted by a Sota case. Here as well, we trust an Eidecha by a Shvuya. So if each testified about each other, that's sufficient to say she's Tahora. So Gemara now says, Tanir Rabbanam, Ani Tameya V'chaverti Torah. I'm Tamei, and my friend is Tahora. Nemenes, she's believed in both accounts. And again, just to bear with me, the Gemara is going to explain this one by one. And then, Ani Tahora, the Chaberti Temeah. If I am Tahor, but my friend is Temeah, Eino Nemes, she's not trusted. Ani V'Chaberti are both Temeah, Nemenes, Al Asma, V'Eino Nemenes, Al Chaberta. And Ani V'Chaberti Tahora, Nemenes, Al Chaberta, V'Eino Nemes, Al Atma. So again, hard to just follow all that. But now the Gemara is going to go one by one, break down each of these statements. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, Ani Tahora v'chaverti Temeah. I'm Tahor, my friend is Temeah. Ein an emes, she's not trusted. Why not? Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Ideleka Edim, if there are no Edim, al Atma amaylo mehemna. Why is she not believed on herself? If there are no Edim, and we only know they held captive based on her own testimony, we should invoke Nishbesi v'torani kamra. I was held captive, unbelieved. So it can't be a case where there are no Edim, Ella must be Pshita Di'ik Edim. And since they're Edim, we don't trust her, Lagab, her own status. Well then, Ema Mitziyasa, if it's a case of Edim, move to the next case of the Brisa. Ani v'chaverti Temeah, I and my friend, they're both Temeah, Nemenes. She's believed Al-Atzma, Ve'eno Nemenes Al-Chavertim, not believed about her friend. Now, Iika Edim, Amaylo Memna, if there are Edim, why is she not believed about her friend, that friend is Tameh? Once they're Edim, no one could remove her from the state of being Tameh. The Edim say that she was held captive. Elop Pshita Delek Edim. Must be the Mitziah case, is where there are no Edim, and that's why we trust her. We trust her, the Gabe, the friend. So then the Gemara says, Eima Seifa, Ani V'Chaverti Tahora, Nemenes Al Chaverti V'Eno Nemes Atzma. She's believed about her friend, but not by herself. Now, if Edelek Edim, if there are no Edim, Atzma Milo Menu, she should be believed also by herself, because we only know that she's held captive based on her own testimony. El Pshita Dik Edim, that case must be that there are Edim. So the Gemara says, you're right. Reisha, or ask more of the question. Reisha V'Seifa Dik Edim, Mitziyasa Delek Edim, is an inconsistency in the Raisa. Some of the stages require Edim to make sense, and others have no Edim to make it sense. Amar Bai In Reisha V'Seifa Dik Edim, Mitziyasa Delek Edim. Inachanam, you're right. But the Brisa is not consistent, and you have to plug in when we trust her about herself, that means there are no Edim, and when we don't trust her about herself, that means there are Edim. So that's the Pshat according to the first Pshat. Then the Gemara says, Papa Amar, Kulu Deik Edim. There, each case, there are Edim. However, each case where there are Edim, there's one Edecha, that says the complete opposite of whatever said. So two Edim, and then an Edecha. In other words, Amra, Ani Temeah v'chaverti Tahor. I'm Tameh, my friend is Tahor. V'amr la, Eidecha says, no, at Tahora v'chavertach Temeah. Eidecha says the complete opposite. So Ihi, she said that she was Tameh, even though the Eidecha said she's Tahor, but she said she's Tameh, she must remain Temeah, Because ihi shavisa lenafshe chaticha di isura, she made herself into a chaticha di isura, and therefore it's almost like a nether, and she's also, even though Eidah says otherwise. Chaverta, about which she says her chaverta is tahora, mishtaria apumadide. So we said by Shvuya, we're makel. If an Eid Echad testifies that a woman is tahora, we trust Eid Echad, and that Eid Echad has the koach of two Eidim. So now in essence, there are two Eidim who are saying that she's tahora, and even though an Eid Echad says she's tamei, that's one Eid versus two Eidim, she remains tahora. That's how we explain that stage. Ani tahora v'chaverti tamei. I am tahor, my friend is tamei. V'amar lo Eid Echad, one Eid says, at tamei, the chaverta tahora, no, you are tamei, and your friend is tahora. Ihi she came into ike edim. Once they're edim that she was held in captive, lava kol kamina. She does not have the ability to make herself tahora, since it's a case where there are edim here. Edim said she was shvuya. She does not have a koach of a pesha asa pesha etim. We don't need her to tell us that she's held captive. So we don't trust her. She becomes tamei. Chaverta mishtarya puma de'e, but she is able to testify about her friend that her friend is tahor, and therefore she's tahor, even though aid says otherwise. However, since one aid says tahor, another aid says she's tamei, the aid says tahor has a koch of two, and two overrides one. The third case was ani v'chaverti tamei. Both I and she were both tamei. V'amr la aid echad at v'chaverta tahor. Both of you are tahora. Ihi shavit sanafshe chaticha disur. She herself said she was tamei, so she has to, it's like a nether, she's tamei. Chaverti mishtaria, but since apumente aid, since one aid says she's tower, that's Gilu. Two aidim are saying she's tower against the one aid that says she's tamei, so it's two against one, two wins. So Gemara asks Gemara Hasulamali, what's the need? Haini Reisha, we already learned this concept from the Reisha that we trust in Eid Echad by Torah of Shvuya, and we also have the concept of Shavin Asha Chaticha Disur. What's the Chiddush here? So Ma the same, what would I thought? Honey Tarvayu Tahoros Ninhu, that there really are both Tahor. V'hai dekamrei hachi, the fact that she says they're both tamei, Thomas Nafshim Plishim, let me die with the Plishim who dekavdi. She wanted to go down because she couldn't give herself for a heter, because she can't testify by herself, so she can't rely on her own. But once she's going down, it basically bring my friend down, meaning they're both are Tahor. And there's no aid saying that she was Tahor. The aid said she's tamei. So again, she says, let's call it Rachel and Leah. Rachel says, in reality, they're both Tahor. But she says, we're both tamei. Why? Because if I were to say that she's tahora, she would be believed. But there's no aid saying that I'm tahor. So I'm going to go down as tamei, because no one's saying I'm tahor. And she's getting out tahor, not fair. We're going to both go down. So maybe we really shouldn't trust in this case of tamei ani. Kamashul, that no, we trust both statements here. And we are able to, even though she says tamei, which might indicate that they really are tahor, we still trust her statements, and that's the din. And then finally, ani v'chaverti tahora, both of us are tahor. V'amr le'edach, and Eidach says, at v'chavertach tamei, both of you are actually tamei. Ihi came in the edim lavko kamine, she herself, since there are edim that she was held captive, she did not have the ability to claim that she's tahor, so she's aser. V'chaverti misharia puma didei, but now, since I'm an Eidach, again, sure that she's tahor, that Eidach is stronger than the Eidach that says she's tamei. So that's why, ask Gemara, same question, Hosu Lamli, what's the need to teach me this case? The principles are exactly the same. Tainu Reisha. The ratio, that's a ratio of the ratio, the first case. So Ma'ad is saying, what would I have thought? Ki mehem nebe makom de pasa nafshe. When is she believed? Only when she disqualifies herself, that she's saying, I'm tamei, and she's tahor. That gives her greater credence, that she's telling the truth, that she's being honest, that I'm tamei, but I'm still willing to say that she's tahor. About makom de machshe nafshe, but in a case where she's machshe herself, and then eim alohem nebe, if she's not believed about herself, maybe because we don't accept her claim that she's tahor, when there are eidim that she's held captive, maybe she shouldn't be believed about her friend either, for that matter. Kamash Milan, we trust her, Lagabe, her friend, anyways. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone have a good Chodesh and a good Shabbos. We'll stop here, I guess, because the mission tomorrow is a bit short. So you usually read the mission part of that.
Which is interesting because they are dividing the ages.